CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next episode of the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series. I'm Mary Kay Laferno, Marketing Director for CyberWorks Incorporated, and your host. Today we are talking again with Mark Bauer, President and CEO of Edge Interactive Incorporated, a learning and performance management consulting firm located in Colorado. In today's segment, we will discuss how to select the proper solution for your company's training needs, or to put it another way, when to use a dessert fork and not the spoon. Now we will begin our interview with Mark Bauer, President of Edge Interactive, Incorporated, a learning and performance management consulting firm.
Well, Mark, it's great having you here today. It seems that one of the biggest challenges in learning today is choosing the right solution to address the learning problem at hand. In your many years of experience in business, what do you find to be the biggest challenge in providing learning and performance solutions?
Thanks, Mary Kay. It's great to be back here again. Advances in learning technology, changes in worker demographics, and new thinking in instructional strategy offer the learning professional an ever-increasing choice of both individual and blended learning solutions, which is both good news and bad news.
Oh, you're right. Sometimes it's better to have fewer choices, Mark.
Well, you know, that's a good point, Mary Kay. And although attractive, I guess as professionals, I suppose it is never better to have fewer choices. And as we all know, this used to be a lot easier. There was a time when everyone was put in a classroom and told what they needed to know. We believed individuals had unlimited attention spans, and flying huge numbers of people around the country for classes made sense. I bet you remember those days, Mary Kay.
Oh, I certainly do. In fact, I always was surprised at how many classes were held in nice vacation spots or close to a friend or relative I wanted to visit. You know how that goes sometimes.
So true. As strange as it seems, this is a model that doesn't fit today's worker demographics or business environment. We must maximize the efficiency of our training resources more effectively, both in terms of business impact and the effective use of workers' time. For our podcast today, I would like to focus on technology-based training solutions that serve as alternatives to the traditional classroom. There are numerous effective instructional strategies and techniques that are key to an effective training solution, but here I would like to focus on technology. Mary Kay, would it be all right if I started with an example?
Absolutely. You have great examples, Mark.
Well, thank you. Here goes. You are the director of training for a large multinational company, and you are called to a meeting by the executive vice president of sales. When you enter the room, you see there are a number of executives already around the table, so you get the feeling that this is an important meeting. The VP of sales begins to speak. As you all know, we had an important product introduction this spring that will give us an important but short strategic advantage over our key competitors. We set aggressive sales goals for this product, but we are not reaching what we believed were even conservative sales figures. We have identified the problem and need some help getting it fixed. The managers and sales reps are struggling and don't have a clear understanding of how to position the new product and articulate the value it provides. We are 30 days away from the end of the quarter, and we need to do something to help us meet our quarterly sales objectives. Do you have any ideas? For many people, their first idea would be that I need to start looking for a new job, but you decide to make that your second idea. You like a challenge, but this is not a trivial task. You know the audience is 500 sales managers and reps dispersed all over the world. Since you are the director of training and you were invited to this meeting, you suspect that the VP of sales may believe that there is a training solution to this problem. So what do you think, Mary Kay? I guess the good news is that you are invited to the table to provide a solution, and the bad news is you are invited to the table to provide a solution.
Yeah, it's the catch-22 thing. But I suppose this is a pretty common challenge for most training leaders, wouldn't you think?
Well, you know, it's true. It is a challenge, and let me describe my process for building training solutions. The first question you need to ask is this. Is this really a training problem? And if you develop a training solution, will it be successful? For simplicity, let's assume that the sales force is competent and motivated. Let's also assume that the new product is a good product, addresses a market need, is competitively priced, and will be successful if sold effectively. So that leaves us with a training solution to develop. But where do we start? Here are some general suggestions. In crafting our training solution, we need to look at the business factors associated with our objectives. Here are some business factors I always look at. The first is budget. I have been in the training business for over 20 years, and I found that when crafting a solution, that budget is always the biggest factor in determining the overall solution. In this situation, I have a feeling budget will be plentiful for an effective solution. Second is sense of urgency. The urgency of the business objective will impact your choice of solution. There are a number of technologies available that can deliver training very quickly to a very large global audience. The medium that comes to mind first is the virtual classroom. The virtual classroom has fast development similar to classroom courses and a very quick speed of deployment. In fact, in one project, we trained 1,500 technicians across the globe in 3 weeks. And finally, the third is infrastructure. When evaluating technology-based solutions, it is important to look at the infrastructure available to support the proposed solution. That is, do you have the classrooms, instructors, training developers, bandwidth, or workstations to get the job done? A technology-based solution won't be very effective if there is not technology to support it. These are all simple things, but important.
Boy, it seems like there's a lot of factors to think about. Are there any more?
Well, you know, yes, there are. And the next factor I would like to discuss is audience. A well-crafted training solution must fit the audience it is addressing. Here are some of the things we should know about our audience. What is their existing knowledge and experience? What prerequisite knowledge do they need? And what is the best way to deliver that knowledge? Second is demographics. Factors such as education, familiarity with technology, age, and gender are important. In many cases, this will influence their comfort with technology. Third is size of audience. Larger audiences may lend themselves to technology-assisted solutions to save costs and increase speed to deployment. And finally, geographic locations. A geographically dispersed audience also lends itself to technology-assisted solutions, but may introduce cultural and language challenges.
Okay, this sounds like we've got a good list so far. Are there any more?
Yes, there are. And the next important factor is the type of content we are developing. One important factor is knowledge or skills-based content. In most cases, knowledge-based content lends itself more appropriately to self-paced distance learning. On the other hand, when skills or behavior must be developed and demonstrated, it is often better to utilize classroom-based training. Another aspect is the amount of material. With large amounts of training content, self-paced training can typically take half as long to complete as traditional classroom training.
Learning content is always important. Anything else?
Yes, there are. And before we get back to our solution, I would like to briefly discuss some of the more important technology-based training solutions in use today. Here is a quick overview. First is e-learning. Here the training is delivered over the internet or company network, and the student completes the material at their own pace. This is the most common kind of e-learning. Development costs and duration required for e-learning can reduce its effectiveness, but many times this is overcome by its consistency and 24/7 availability. Second is the virtual classroom. The virtual classroom has become one of the most popular and effective of the new technology-based training solutions. Sometimes called a webinar, a two-way visual and audio connection is established between the instructor and numerous students through the student's desktop workstation. It is quick to develop and deploy. Third is blended solutions. Blended solutions are optimized combinations of multiple types of training. For instance, if we are developing a sales training class, we might put the prerequisite materials online for student review before the class and cover the key sales skills in the classroom. This approach can be used to reduce overall classroom time and ensure students come to class with a common knowledge base. And fourth is collaboration. Collaborative learning has become a modern electronic water cooler. With collaborative learning tools, coworkers can spontaneously discuss business issues and potential solutions.
Wow, that's a lot to think about. I dare ask the question, is there anything else?
Just a couple more. There are a number of factors impacting the modern workplace that make technology-based training solutions a more effective solution. First, the organizational view of training and worker demographics has changed. In the old style of thinking, the organization was responsible for the learner's training. Learners were passive and time and productivity were not as critical as they are today. In the new style of thinking, the learner is responsible for the learner's training. Learners are active, and time and productivity are everything. These factors make the modern learner more receptive to self-directed, technology-based solutions. We have also learned a lot about technology-based training since its inception over 40 years ago, and taken steps to improve its acceptance and effectiveness. Here are some of the things we have learned about e-learning. There was a time when everyone thought e-learning had to have the production values of a Hollywood production to be effective. We have found that is not the case. We have found that learner engagement is the most important factor. Production values and interactions can be both simple and effective. Blended learning is a very effective optimization of old and new solutions. This doesn't seem like a hard idea. Why not use classroom training where it is most effective and e-learning where it is most effective, blending the two approaches for maximum impact?
Well, you know, that makes a lot of sense, and these are really great things to think about. But you know what? You left us hanging with the solution for our new product introduction, and I'm going to hold your feet to the fire on this, so...
Oh, you know what, Mary Kay? I almost forgot. But you're right. Based on what we know now, we can go back and identify the key factors in developing an effective training solution to support our new product introduction. First and foremost is the identification of the knowledge and skills the managers and sales representatives need to effectively market the new product. We will assume that this has been identified and developed. Second is how do we transfer that to the field in a way that will meet our business objectives. As we heard from the VP of Sales, time to deployment is an important factor. The global distribution of the managers and sales representatives is also a factor. A very effective solution here would be to deploy a number of classes utilizing the virtual classroom. A virtual classroom solution is quick to develop, quick to deploy, addresses a geographically dispersed audience effectively, and is an accepted solution for the audience. For the business factors and constraints we are working with, it is clearly an effective solution.
Terrific. That's a great solution, Mark. Something many training organizations might not consider.
I think we all prefer the tried and true solutions we are used to, but in our dynamic business environment, we all need to stretch out a bit. Hopefully this presentation has made us all a little more comfortable with technology-based learning solutions, as well as how and where we can effectively utilize them.
Well, that's great, Mark. You've given us some very useful information today. It's really been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Mary Kay. It's always great to talk with you.
This is Mary Kay Laferno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. I wish to also thank you for listening to our interview today with Mark Bauer, President of Edge Interactive, a learning and performance consulting firm. In our next installment of the CyberWorks e-learning podcast series, we will talk with Mark about developing and implementing your company's training program, or to put it another way, making sure we don't put the cart before the horse. See you next month.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.